I just feel that that message is sometimes lost. The purpose of the strike was for men to work, to provide for their families, pay their income tax, etc., etc. And I think that gets lost a little bit sometimes along the line.
Did the miners' strike harden your political views?
Oh, no. I was already quite political. I was already a trade unionist to the core.
Did you have kids at the time?
No. I probably was lucky in that respect. I had a good teaching job in the west of Swansea, and we were insulated to a certain degree. But I think that helped because I was could take on a bit of a pastoral role as well then, because I had some of the other worries taken from me.
What did you see? What about the other mums and dads who had kids, very young, small children at the time? How painful?
It was quite painful. We worked hard to try and cushion the blow, particularly over the Christmas period, where we had masses of support from all over the... Well, we had parcels from Sweden. I think we had... I had one disgruntled postman who was fed up of delivering vans full to my house every morning. But it was difficult. I suppose I was lucky that our area was solid. Our support group was strong and we supported each other. And we had a lot of support from outside. And later on in the conflict, when other areas, there were only a few people out, we were able to give support to those and get them down to stay with us for a weekend, to support them, boost their morale, etc.
Interesting choice of word.
Conflict?
Yeah.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
Sean, was it
Hello?
A conflict? Sean.
Hello.
Hello. Was it a conflict?
Oh, gosh, definitely. I mean, I, like Christine, was a young mother. My husband was picketed out. My husband actually went so far as to go to work that day. And I'd seen him off on the bus, you know, the works bus as normal. He'd gone up the road to meet the bus. But 11:30, back he comes again. And I had to say, what are you doing home? And he said, there's a picket line at Abernant, and I'll do anything for you, but I'm not crossing a picket line. And of course, like Christine, I came from a trade union background and I knew how important that was. And we knew very, very early on that it was us and them. And when you use the word conflict, you talk about right and wrong and left and right and black and white. And that's simply how it was. We had our point of view and the Thatcher government had theirs. And there was very, very little understanding on either side of the other's point of view.
At that time, did you ever think that you'd be a Member of Parliament?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, no, I was quite happy as a housewife. You know, as long as my nets were the cleanest nets in the street and I had my children went to school immaculately dressed, I was very, very happy as a housewife. I mean, we were politically active in the sense that we were members of the Labour Party and that we were members of CND and you know, we were very well informed. But really, we hadn't thought at any length about what was coming in the future. We were quite happy with our lives, and the strike came along really like a bolt out of the blue, because we had to change every, you know, what we believed about other communities, other valleys. We'd very rarely been out of our own valleys. I remember having to ask my husband, I'm ashamed to say, where was Kinhydra Colliery, because I wasn't too certain where it was when it came on the news. And that's how little we actually knew about other parts of the coalfield. We lived very insular lives.
Same question that I put to Christine. Did it harden your political values?
Well, I think it did, because not only because of experience, but because you actually met people from a lot of different backgrounds. It was a fast-track political education, if you like. It's a little bit like being on the University of Life and an extreme course, because you met people from all sorts of different backgrounds. I remember having somebody one evening explaining to me all about Enver Hoha, and I had to go and look Enver Hoha. I couldn't even spell him, you know, the name, then discovering that he was a great hero of the Albanian communists. So, yes, you did have a political education, but I think people like myself, and I know people like Christine and others within our support group, we remained very true to our roots. We remained determined that we were going to support each other. And in that support, the women gave each other, you know, an awful lot of support. I mean, there were lots of happy times, a lot of sad times, But, you know, I have very, very fond memories of evenings where we gathered, you know, Christine there, myself, Avina, a dear friend who passed away recently, you know, where we discussed how we were going to cope, what we were going to do, what was the future going to be like. And as we've already heard, you know, we could not imagine a future without the option of work in our communities. And we were very, very frightened of not having jobs in the future.